the septic tank is 10 feet and a drain field is 10 feet. 10 feet back and 10 feet to the side.
Right, approximately. But it's just making 10 feet. If I move it 2 feet forward, I'm going to be 9'8" or 9 and change. So
it has to be 10 feet from there.
And this is, somebody told you that, or is there an actual code you can tell me?
That's pretty accurate. I've dug holes. I dug the entire septic tank up. I uncovered the whole tank. The lateral fields, I dug a hole down until I hit sand on one corner. So I pretty much know where they are. So
I don't think that's in contention at all. I understand that you know where it is, but I'm curious where the number 10 comes from.
Was that John Soutee that?
What was that?
John Soutee from the county.
Right.
Recommended that.
Right. He's. I had it staked out when he came. Had the septic cleaned off, and he said, I'd like to see it, another couple of feet this way. So I downsized the building and asked for the variance.
How is the foundation of the building going to be built? Is it going to be a poured wall?
It's going to be built with drill pipe and a poured floor.
So the
schedule 40 drill pipe.
The stem wall along the 25 foot side going along that foundation. I mean, it's at a slope, so in order to level it, you're going to have some sort of stem wall.
A small retaining wall.
Okay.
On the back side. It's going to be incorporated into the building.
I think the main thing is, as long as that drain, the drain's taken care of. It. I mean, I kind of feel like that's the biggest issue with the drain part. I mean, there is obviously compromise and hardship with the septic tank where it is. But
if the drain works, then I have a problem with it.
That's the biggest concern I see with it.
The way your building is designed, what's the interior dimension?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Inside of the building, the interior dimensions are what?
How thick are your walls?
Oh.
And then an end result of your
The walls are going to be a standard 4-inch thick. It's going to be drill pipe and sheet metal.
How much roof overhang do you intend to have?
How much what?
Roof overhang.
Zero. Zero with very small with the gutters for runoff.
Trent.
Yes, sir.
Am I understanding the way he would build that? He's going to do a retaining wall of some sort here, like this, build that, and then pour a pad on top of it. So the retaining wall would actually be closer than 5 feet. Yeah. Sir, could you come up here for just a sec? I have a question for you.
Yes. Can
you come here for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Whenever you build this, are you going to have a retaining wall that goes like this, this, fill it, and then pour a pad on top of it?
It's on the back side. It's my retaining wall.
Okay.
Just right here. Right here. And I got the 8 feet here because their main is here and transformer is here.
Right.
So I've had the power company out along with numerous people.
How high is this grade going to have to be raised in order to level with the front?
About 5 feet.
So, and I understand.
The wall's going to be here.
So then
the retaining wall's going to be here.
So you're just going to, and you're going to fill this whole area right here in order to bring up the 5 feet.
Right. Right. This is going to just be a concrete floor, drill pipe, and, I'm going to have a drain that's sloped this way, diamond grid all across from the road, down here, drainage, down here, out the back.
Okay. Would you ever consider putting a footing, poured wall, a footing and a poured wall to bring up here so that you don't have gravel and runoff or anything
right.
like that?
Right. I haven't really gotten that far yet. I just wanted the variance for the footage on the outside. There's numerous ways I could do this.
Well, like I said, if you have gravel, you know, your gravel is going to slough off like that, so you can do that. But if you had a poured wall, a footing.
Yeah, it's the height. There's going to be a poured wall here.
Okay.
Retaining walls.
Okay.
John talked like there might be a chance to compromise this a little bit. Could this be, you know, what it is, 9 feet?
I'm close.
1 foot?
I mean, all John says was, Dale, I'd like to see you back. A couple more feet from the lateral.
So, Corey, I've looked up the standards from the health department. So our setbacks from building foundation for sewage tank is 5 feet, and from the disposal area to a building foundation is 15 feet.
Okay, so that could actually be 5 feet? Yeah. How would you say that?
5 feet from the tank. If this is his tank, 5 feet here, it's supposed to be 15 feet from the...
Oh, 15 from the building?
Right.
Oh, so he is willing to compromise the 10.
Hey, this is 5. That's 5. You can move the whole building 5 feet this way. We don't need a variance.
That's not where I need the variance.
No, the variance is over here. It's here. Yeah, that's where I need to back off this. The lateral fields.
It seems to me like it's
It's not the septic really in question. It's the lateral fields. Yeah. They're, you know, more towards this way. But if they would have... If when they built the house, it's actually closer to the road on this end. I should have copied when I drew it. My program malfunctioned right in the middle of it, so I couldn't do it on my computer. The house kind of sits cocked, as you can see. But this corner is from the lateral field is the problem. That's why I needed a 5 foot variance. Am I going to use it all the way across? Don't know that yet.
Yeah. And there is going to be a culvert that's going to extend all the way along the side. Is that correct?
Yep. That's with diamond grid.
Okay.
That's the concern right there, making sure we're not slipping water off over here.
Who knows about that? Rod, I'm tell you from the road and bridge when they came out through the culvert.
Yeah. But you do now. You will.
We do now, but
that's what matters.
If there was a ditch there, I wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah.
But it would flow through the new culvert that Road and Bridge put in and do its job, because what's happening is it's eroding the road down here.
Yeah.
It's taking the road out.
Well, to address this.
But this drainage, because this is in my best interest, is to have proper drainage. I thought of that from day one.
Okay.
So that's all going to be drained down the side. This is going to be a concrete culvert pitch for the side, out the back.
Okay.
So everything will join here, out the back side.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
All right. Does have any more thoughts on this?
So I understand what we're doing. This is the house. The building is here, angled around the back. We're going to have culvert from the front to the back along with this diamond grid drainage. Past it so the water cannot, what comes down the hill, it's got to go through that culvert.
That's what's right. And that alleviates the problem of any lower.
And we're not going to have any, we're going to have a stem wall that goes, so there's no gravel.
What he indicated.
Right. That would resolve any mess.
Right.
Yep.
Well, if that's the case, that's a different scenario.
Totally different scenario. Which makes it kind of hard to decide that.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I mean, I don't understand it right.
Do we have a motion, or is there any more discussion on this matter?
I think our chief concern was the drainage and making sure that, there wasn't an issue of it creating a problem for a neighbor, obviously.
Right.
if there was a way to shoot it closer to the drain field, then the problem's solved, but it's not an option because it should have been 15 feet from the drain field.
Yes.
It's already compromised to 10. So.
I think I would make a motion to approve the variance for 20-22V for the 5 foot setback and allow the 5 foot setback.
With proper drainage?
With proper drainage. Understood that it will have proper drainage that won't affect the neighbor's property.
And no issues with setbacks from the electric power utilities behind it?
Right. And I think you'll have to have that.
With no issues from the power company setbacks behind the proposed building.
Yeah, I'm writing that down. I've got that. Yeah. All right. Anybody second that? Oh, we don't have a second on that. Scott?
Motion dies for lack of a second. See if you can get a different motion.
Okay. That motion dies from lack of a second. So is there a different motion that we'd like to make on this?
I'm still struggling with undue hardship here. It feels like we might be able to adjust the size of this building some. It'd be nice to have it that, but I don't know how necessary it is. So I still struggle with that decision. So I would move to deny variance 20-22B.
Okay. Do we have a second on that?
I'll second that move.
Okay. Rick seconds it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nay?
Nay.
Okay. 4-1, nay.
So you let the applicant know that his motion failed and he'll need to meet the setbacks.
Okay. So the motion has failed, so you're going to have to meet the setbacks on this project, sir.
So we'll work that with the Division 1 permit application that we currently have.
Okay. So at this time it's been denied, so you'll have to work with the setbacks that it has.
Okay.
And if you have any more questions, you can get a hold of Scott.
Okay. Right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on next to 20-23V. Scott, if you can tell us about that.
Variance request is Brown Branch Holdings, LLC. Seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Applicant seeking a 12-foot front property line setback, which is 13 feet less than the required 25 feet, allowing for the construction of a bunkhouse 12 feet from the front property line. For the Taney County Development Guidance Code, Section 7, Table 1, property line setbacks, the minimum front property line setback is 25 feet for subdivisions or county roads. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is 1.64 acres in size with an existing barn foundation located on the property. The bunkhouse will be served by a well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. The slope of the property, and when I took some pictures, I think it shows up, there's an electric line that's dug in on the back side of this existing foundation. This is Campbell Ranch Road. I'll zoom out and then back in. This is the two bridges at Brown Branch. This one goes across the creek. State Highway W. So it's just up the hill on Campbell Ranch Road. Your county line's just barely up here. Does everybody have a feeling where we are? So this one shows a picture of that existing foundation. This is pretty close. The fence line was real close. I got the right-of-way width and did some measuring and determined that fence was real close. Throw the contour lines on. You can see over the creek that it jumps down there pretty quick. There's a little room in behind that I've got some pictures, so I've just got some photos of it to show. The electric box here, and you can see the line's been dug in here. Again, you can see that line. It's looking back to the east. They're standing at the property, looking to the left. Looking back to the west. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 2023B, The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the